I got a brownie in my pocket.
Ooh, I hope that got recorded.
It's a like natural Whoa. One from just OMJ, so it kind of just tastes like cake.
It's a what? Oh,
I bought it from OMJ.
Woohoo! So it tastes like what?
It just tastes like cake without icing. So it's a little bitter, is what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
But I actually kind of tastes good.
You're real into bitter. Good. Beep. Good. I like it. I have things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, cool. I also found a list for us to talk about today.
Perfect.
It's time. 10 things. 10 times people. 10 famously petty times that leaders have overreacted.
Oh, great. So. Well, anyways. Theme song. Your excuse. Hello
and welcome to What's Your Excuse,
the podcast.
I'm
Caitlin.
Yep.
I'm Megan,
and we're your favorite shit talkers.
That's
of the
right.
21st century.
Yep.
These headphones feel big today.
Squeeze them tighter.
How's
like this from the top?
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah,
there you
nice,
go.
Nice and snug.
Perfect.
Anyways, yeah, you're Megan. Did you say your name?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I also said your name.
Mm.
I said, that's
Cover
Caitlin.
All the bases.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was worried I left my drink out
No. I'm not, speaking of drinks, I'm not drinking alcohol today.
Oh.
I didn't really want to go deal with HEB.
Yeah, no.
So I was like, kombucha it is.
Yeah,
also,
perfect.
It makes my tummy feel good.
Good.
Gingerberry. Perfect. I actually don't like this flavor as much, but.
Okay.
Beggars can't be
choosers.
Your
day is just falling apart.
What? No, it's a good day.
Oh, okay. I just went with the shirt thing and the
oh right
bitter cake and the kombucha.
Oh, the bitter cake's good, though.
Oh, that's right.
I do like it.
Yes, yes.
It's just like a lot.
Yeah. Understandable.
Anyways.
So I wanted to tell you about a couple of things that popped into my little head over the past week.
I love your little head.
Thank you. So first of all, we forgot to talk about So remember how I wanted to talk about the way that my brain works sometimes?
Yeah.
And the correlations that I make. So remember whenever we were at our breakfast place and we saw that bus full of girls getting on there and we couldn't figure out what team they were on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had said, like, maybe they're acro. And then someone else said, no, I think they're softball. And my response was, yeah, that girl's braids are really tight. And everyone thought that that was a ridiculous correlation to make, except you.
I was like,
you
I did not.
Understood
I said, oh, yeah.
It. You were like, good point.
Because braids, when their braids are that tight, they typically are softball.
Softball, yes.
They're known for their tight
very
braids.
Tight. Yes.
Yeah, they're whipping balls around.
Now, the only thing was there weren't ribbons at the end of her braids, so I should have known it was, in fact, the acro team.
Yeah. So, they're whipping their bodies around.
Yeah, a lot.
Crazy stuff.
More than I'll ever be able to.
Oh, no, I would die.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
But yes. Yes.
So
does good.
The other thing that happened, did I show you the burn on my leg?
No.
Okay. So
lift your leg up.
I'll show you later.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have an ironing board.
Oh.
And if I did, I would never take it out.
Okay.
What I do have are
towels?
Hardwood floors. No, it's fine.
You don't lay down a towel first?
Nope.
Okay. You should lay down a towel.
Well, you know. I just iron on the ground. So I was ironing this dress and I leaned over because, again, I was on the ground. I leaned over to get the other side of it, forgetting that this dress had metal buttons. I have a perfect little circle burn on my calf now.
Ouch.
And that's why, generally speaking, I just wear wrinkly clothes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have an ironing board, but it's this tall. I think it's for like little sleeves. Or baby clothes.
I think it.
It's
yeah, no,
it's for like,
I
feel like if you have a normal
yeah, I don't have
size ironing board and then you use this one to like really work on the sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time I just lay towels
the whole
down.
Clothing down.
Oh, and then
okay.
I put it on there. So that way, like,
yeah.
I don't, in the event that I had it on the wrong setting and burned through the dress, I don't fuck up my whole floor.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Because
I've burned through a dress before.
Yes.
Accidentally hit it on the wrong switch.
Mm.
I was young.
So it's all right. I could do that like today. So that's how infrequently I iron is that I could just burn all of my clothes if I tried to iron them.
I have no idea what's wrong.
Well, because I insist on ironing everything on the cotton level.
Oh, yes, he
every single thing I iron on the hottest level.
No.
It's fine.
Because one time I legitimately, it just melted.
Oh, neat.
And it left a perfect little triangle cut out. Great.
Perfect.
And then it was all, it took forever to get that off of the iron itself.
Yeah. Because
it was just like.
Oh, yeah.
Melted just there. To the whole iron face.
And are I was you saying like, melted? Like M-I-L-T?
Melted.
Melted. Okay.
Milked.
Milked.
Milked. Name of the episode.
I used a term that my sister and her wife introduced me to this morning at brunch. I was talking about a friend of mine who had cotton mouth real bad, and he had what my sister-in-law and I call breath milk.
Ew. Was it that little white
that
line?
That little white? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And everyone was like, that is a disgusting term. I thought it was really smart I heard it. Breath milk.
It's like a milk stash, but from the weird shit that's drying in your mouth.
The weird shit, the spit?
Yeah. But like also, why is your spit white? I feel like sometimes mine is not white.
It's mostly like whenever your mouth gets dry, then you get breath milk.
It's gross. And then it's like on cracked lips and it looks nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very gross. Or like whenever you're talking, if someone's talking and it just like splits in their lips, you know what I'm talking about?
Their
like
spit?
You can see it like, yeah.
Ew.
You can see it every time their mouth opens a little bit.
I don't think I've ever looked at someone's mouth that hard when they had that. I probably said, don't look at their mouth. You're going to say something. So
I don't know. My sister will tell them like, you got breath milk. So.
And they're like, I'm sorry, what?
We're very kind, tactful people. So, anyways, how was your week?
How was it? I don't know.
You got a car,
Caitlin. Oh, I did get a car. Yeah, I got a car. Yay!
I didn't want to be the one to give away your surprise, but damn.
I forgot. No, her name is Lucy. She's a 2013 red little Prius.
Yep.
She has a rear spoiler, so she can go real fast.
Ooh.
Vroom, vroom. But I named her Lucy,
good,
short for
that's
Lucifer.
That's what Caitlin needs.
Yes.
More speed.
Actually, hold on. Named her Lucy, short for Lucifer, because she's a little devil because she's red. But I will say I've been driving incredibly slow.
That's
just because it
good.
Also has that EcoSure mode,
uh-huh.
And it tells me what my eco score is. So I'm right. Like, ooh, I want to be in the green.
Yeah.
And then I like to see my gas mileage be up in the 60 mile per gallon range.
Yeah, of course.
And or high 40s to 50s. That's ideal.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow.
Understandable.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of the week.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Ugh.
I do say, I want to, maybe not a small apology, but I just kind of want to throw a PSA out there. So.
I just coughed into my hand. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Get your fingy wipes out.
They're in my purse.
Oh, it's okay. Just put your hand in your boob. Yep.
All right.
Then you can't move it.
Perfect. I'll just cover it with a tissue.
There you go. No. Okay. So first off, yes, we've made some jokes.
Sure.
Mainly because let's talk about why you make jokes.
I make jokes because I have terrible health anxiety and I'm a horrid hypochondriac.
Yes.
So my only way to not freak out about things like this is
to
make jokes. That's
exactly.
Right. Exactly.
I'm just a bitch. No.
Well, and also, like, there are things that are funny about the way that this is being
people
handled.
Are reacting, yes.
I'm not going to stop joking about you buying a bunch of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because
for
it
a respiratory
seems irrelevant.
Infection.
Yeah.
You're not shitting your pants 24/7, so I don't get it.
So let's discuss why you make jokes.
Well, I just like to joke about things.
Yeah. I mean, also, like...
It's not that I didn't take it. Well, I mean, it's more so just because I didn't find the way other people were reacting seriously. I didn't take it seriously. And there's just been... I mean, I don't know. I think we said it's old people who get it, right? And
yeah.
That's true. And at no point was I suggesting that, like, their life doesn't matter more.
Yeah, no, God, no.
And I've just had some people like that I've seen out there react in like the most hateful ways. And so I just want to do a short PSA about like maybe how you should react and educate your friends in times like this. Because I had a friend who went ahead and posted and like, you know, all these people are saying that only old people get it. And you should never think that their lives don't matter. And so to all the elderly out there, you know, your lives matter. You're important. And sorry for these imbeciles and ignorant people. And I was just like, let's take a step back. Because if you have something like that to say, and someone is legitimately saying like older lives, they're being ageist and they're saying older lives don't matter.
Right.
Then take a step back and use that time to educate.
Teach.
And say, hey, while yes, it's true that only older people are getting.
It's not, I don't think we ever even said that the only older people are getting.
Yeah, no,
it.
No,
it is mainly
it's
a
just,
threat to their lives.
Exactly. So it's the older people who are dying.
Flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people with compromised immune systems.
Yes.
And so just like, I feel like it should be known and, or that the correct way to go about it is to educate people and say, while it is those people who are a threat that you may personally not be threatened by it, you could
probably
be carrying
know
it and you're going to come into contact
yes.
with elderly people. And that's why it's important to take it seriously.
Yeah.
And like this
social distancing.
It's true.
It's not hard.
I mean, I looked at
I've
some
been doing
chart
it
earlier.
Most of my life.
I looked at some chart earlier that said, after one of the major like flu outbreaks, it was mm-hmm. probably like Spanish flu shit.
Yeah.
That after someone went in and put, well, no, it wasn't. It was, I don't know. It was a disease. And the moment that like country enacted social distancing, the numbers dropped drastically. And so if people will just take it seriously and stop like being like, oh, my $12 flight. Like,
yeah.
Because then, yes, you're probably going to be okay, but then you're bringing it to TSA agents.
Right.
Or you're getting it from them, and then you're bringing it home to either your loved ones, an older person you meet.
Right.
Outside, which I will say, this Friday I was at work, and the amount of, like, very old people.
Yeah.
That were there shopping and mm-hmm. stuff. I was just, and they just, like, were willy-nilly, and I was like, do you not?
Yeah.
Understand what's happening? Because, like, I am okay to be out here.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to kill me.
Right.
But, like, this legitimately could kill you.
Right.
Why are you just, like, do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah, no, I lectured my dad about staying home.
Yeah.
Because he is over 60, has had, like, multiple heart surgeries, has diabetes, has high blood pressure, and is an ex-smoker.
Yeah.
So
odds are against him.
You should stay home, Pat. But, like, also, I think it's very important to also note we're not a serious people, you and I. Like, so.
And I don't think that person was saying anything
okay,
to me.
Because I was like, I also don't want people to think that they should take anything that we say with more than a grain
exactly.
of salt.
Everything we're joking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. And I don't know. I just think that in times like this, when people are losing their shit, it's better to react with, like, love and education.
Compassion.
Instead of just immediately bashing the other party,
because
then that shuts them down and they're never going to listen to what it is you have to say.
Yes.
So then the problem never gets fixed.
You're correct.
I don't know. That just really got my blood boiling.
I will say this as well, is that, yes, old people, how are we doing this? Old lives matter. We're going to make a flag with a gray stripe. But here's the thing is I think where people are coming from also is that in Italy, right now, they are having to decide, like, who to help the most.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where part of this is coming from as well, because mm-hmm. they have to decide, like, who's contributing to society more, who's going to be able to protect the nation, blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
It's rough.
It's all very rough.
And it's just crazy. It's crazy times. Everything's canceled. Baylor might not ever be coming back this semester, which is going to significantly hurt
I don't
lots
know.
Of local businesses.
Because I can't go internet.
Yeah.
I can't do online.
Let's practice your manicure on the computer screen.
Yeah. Are you clicking correctly?
Yeah. No, so, that gives you zero.
Yeah. And
skills
I have to have 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I have to have hours of practicing things like practicals. And so I don't know how it's going to affect me.
Yeah.
But,
you might have to go into like, because I know that at least with some of my students, their school, if they're not able to get it to online classes, their school's going to go well into June.
Yeah.
And like seniors aren't going to be able to graduate on time and stuff like that. So it's all just.
It's tough.
It's crazy. And, so. But it is good because then maybe if, you know, we stop like going around and touching people, maybe we'll be able to at least contain it enough to figure out how in the world to combat it.
Yeah. I really wish that it didn't take this to convince people to stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
To stay 3 to 6 feet the fuck away from
also
me.
Also wash your goddamn hands all the time.
Right? Like, it should not, like, if you proper shit, hygiene, you should wash your hands.
Like,
regardless of a pandemic.
That only now people are like, oh, here's maybe I should clean stuff.
Here's my other curiosity. I asked Ryan this last night. I said, you know what I just thought of? You know, all of the Clorox wipes are gone and like the cleaning supplies. And I'm like, do you guys just not have cleaning supplies on hand at all times?
I will say I ran out of my Clorox wipes, but I still have all my bleach.
Sure.
And all that stuff.
Well, and I can't get rubbing alcohol for my cups. Oh. It's all out. So you guys really y'all should be focusing on my cup ability.
Mike, the God, and I were talking before this. He said that someone had told him all the produce was gone and that he thought that was strange. And I said, well, last night I did go to Walmart out in Bastrop and pretty much the produce was cleaned out.
Yeah.
There was no bananas, no like apples, stuff like that. And I'm like, this shit will go bad in 2 days. You're not going to eat 20 pounds of bananas.
No. Like, what they're going to do is cut it up and freeze it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like, here's the other thing. I tried to favor some stone hearth to my work today and the favor lady texted me and said, they are out of vegetables. They can't fill your order. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just fucking starve then. And also, everywhere is out of my migraine medicine. So that's really neat for me.
I had
a headache for 3 days.
I don't understand why people are waiting. Like, how do you not have drugs and stuff on hand?
Like, buy a bottle. A bottle. It's all, like, it's fine.
Save stuff for friends.
Yeah.
Or your neighbor.
Like people that are going out and buying like formula, buying up the formula so that they can flip it. And I'm like,
no, you're literally going to kill babies.
You're the worst human on
Jesus.
Earth. Well, did you see that article about that guy that has like 117,000 bottles of hand sanitizer
and
he doesn't
nowhere to sell them? Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, well, fuck you. And
why
he's got
did
like
he
face masks and everything. Because
I just
Amazon,
read the title.
You can do, so what it is on Amazon, like, you know, whenever it's like new and used products from X Prize, those are independent sellers. And so that's what he was banking on was the ability to price gouge.
Yeah.
Price gouge? Is that the way you say that word?
Yeah. That sounds right.
So he was counting on that. And then Amazon had to put a stop to it and say, like, we're suspending your account because this is a crime.
Shit.
And eBay actually started deactivating accounts for it.
That were like trying to sell hand sanitizer and stuff?
Because it's like, it's one thing to, like, I used to buy pop vinyl toys. And yes, I would sell them when I needed money. And yes, I would sell them for more than I bought them for. However, that's not a health crisis.
No. You're not like literally making it impossible for people to.
On the funny side of this, a coworker showed me a preview for a movie. And she was like, look at this, Megan. She's completely earnest about it, completely sincere. She's like, they're already making a movie. It's coming out in September. It's all about the coronavirus. And I'm like, let me see what you're talking about. Because I had already had something shared from her that I was like, nope, don't believe that. And so she shows me this video. I'm watching it, and then I just Google, like, movie about coronavirus, Gwyneth Paltrow. And I look at her, and I go, that movie's called Contagion. It's from 2011. It's not actually about corona. And she goes, well, it's prophecy. And I was like, nope,
it's
this
not
is
prophecy.
Not the first pandemic we've ever been a part of.
I was
like, ma'am, and I straight up told her, I was like, I'm going to need you to start Googling shit before you share it with anybody. was so annoyed because then she's like, no, it's not the same people. And I'm like, Matt Damon, Lawrence Fishburne, Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes, it's all the same people.
It's all the same people. Yeah, no, that's frustrating. And then she's
like, well, something's coming out in September. And I was like, nope, that's just an old preview from when Contagion came out in September of 2011.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
So there's a lot of things that I'm like, let's stop sharing things. And then another girl told me the old, like, you have to drink water every 15 minutes because then it can't get into your respiratory.
Lungs. Yeah.
Yes, because the stomach acid will kill it. And I told her, I was like, that's not true either.
No.
And she goes, then why do you have to drink water every 15 minutes? And I was like,
to water's not just
dehydrate
good for you.
Yourself. That's why doctors tell you to drink fluids anytime you're sick.
Yeah.
It's because you can very quickly dehydrate yourself by not eating or drinking anything.
Yeah.
Just a reminder mainly. People but she was silly. Not happy with me.
People are definitely going for all the...
Yeah.
They're just reaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a lighter note, well, did you tell us about your week?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned the ironing thing.
Oh, right. I went to Chicago. We haven't talked about this. Well, okay.
You go, how was my week?
I forgot. I went to Chicago. Yeah, that was fun. I got some... busted knuckles because I have both my ID and my debit card stolen, so getting back through TSA was not as hard as you would expect.
Okay.
They really, first off, the lady was a bitch. She was just like, you don't have another form of ID, you don't have your passport. And I said, no, I don't carry that on me when I'm not going out of the fucking country. And then she goes, you don't have a student ID? I said, ma'am, no, I'm way past that. I was like, I understand that I look like I'm 12, but no, I don't have a fucking student ID. And if I would have had that, I would have told you, yes, I have another form of photo identification.
Yeah. Don't you think I would have like, volunteered that?
No, I don't think that I do.
And wait for you to ask.
I was like, I have my temporary one right here that I just reordered this morning. And she goes, that's not valid. And I was like, it's literally from the Texas DMV. What more do you want?
Yeah, it's short of having my photo. Expired one.
Yeah. So... I don't get it. And they're like, well, you have to have it.
Oh, yours hasn't expired yet, is it?
No. No, okay. It had plenty of time. It just got stolen.
Yeah.
So, and then she goes, do you have two credit cards with your name on it? And I said, yes. Yes, I do. And then so I did that. And then I went through the metal detector. That was fine. Mm-hmm. And then they take my stuff aside. And they don't even search through my bag, like, with their hands. They just wipe my boots down for... bomb residue, I guess.
Great.
And then he goes, okay, you're fine. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm a small white person. Otherwise, I'm like, because then this other man who came through right behind me, I really feel like they were stereotyping.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because he was like Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I swear they have like a button or something that they can hit on the thing, like on the metal detector to make it light up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this guy, he like didn't have his belt on, nothing. Like,
yeah.
Everything was normal. And he went through and his wrist, ankles, like groin, everything lit up. And they were sitting there like they frisked him more seriously than me.
Yeah.
And like I didn't have proper identification. And I was just like, what the hell? Because he was like, "What? Why is this happening?" And they're like,
yeah.
This lit up. And he's like, there's nothing on me.
Yeah.
And so then they like searched him very thoroughly. I don't know. But yeah, that was fun. I got too drunk that day and went to help pick up my friend's stuff that she had dropped and busted my knuckles open. Went to a drag brunch. That was really fun. It was so fun. That's why it got bad, because they had bottomless mimosas.
Yeah.
So, and then they took us on a bus to another place that had $10 bottles of shit champagne. So, of course, I bought two. We were just down in it. And
good.
Yeah, it was all around bad idea. But doing anything, no one believes my ID.
Yeah, no.
And then they told me it'll be 4 to 6 weeks before your actual ID is in. Buying my car was interesting, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. And I had trouble pulling stuff out because all I have on my debit card is on my Apple Pay.
Great.
And I can access a Chase ATM, but I can't, like, go pull out. I have a cap of $1,000.
Yeah.
And I can't go pull out more money than that. And so I went up to the person, and she goes, do you have your ID or your debit card? And I said, no, they were both stolen.
Yeah.
I have the one that I set up on here. It's being shipped to me, but like I have this form. She goes, that's not valid. And I was like,
man, what do you want from me?
I was like, and then I have my paper ID, and she goes, there's no picture on here. And I said, I have my goddamn birth certificate.
Yeah.
Because I had to find that as a form of ID to go buy my car. I was like, I have my fucking birth certificate. Like, what more do you want? It has that embossed stamp, like everything. And I'm just like, this is the most legit you can possibly get. And she was like, nope.
I think it's called a seal.
Well, it's raised. Yeah, whatever it is. But yeah. I mean, they probably put it on with the stamp thing.
Yeah.
Burned it in. Just kidding, it's paper. But it's raised. You can touch it.
Yeah. And you can touch things that aren't raised.
Well, I know, but you feel.
There we go.
And I don't know. It just pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Ended up crying.
I feel like at some point I would have just been like, well, I live in Chicago now.
Yeah.
Done here.
I almost was just like, do I come back? I don't know. ugh, it was so frustrating. But anyways, on a lighter note, today when Chris and I were driving home from Bastrop, he says the dumbest shit sometimes.
Good. Perfect. And I love it.
He looked at this like patch of blue bonnets. He goes, and he's trying to be sweet, but also like funny, but also he didn't actually realize what he said.
Okay.
And he goes, I want to sit you down in that field of blue bonnets and serrade you. And
Oh my God.
I said, what? You want a what? And he goes, but he's like, what is? And he goes, charade. And I was like,
no. Nope.
He goes, that's the right word, right? And I was like, so you want to act stuff out to me while I sit in blue bonnets? And then he goes, serenade. And he's like, I meant serenade. And I was like, oh my God. And then he's just started afterward, and he goes, maybe incinerate. He's like, let's just find all the words that are similar.
Oh my God.
But serrade you. I was like, oh, ooh,
no, thank
don't.
You.
Speaking of serrated, ducks' tongues also have teeth.
Why do you know so geese. Much about ducks?
I don't know. Geese. I think it's their geese. Geese have.
Oh, wait. Mike and I have talked about this.
The spiral duck.
On Necroelectric, we talked about the spiral dick of a duck.
Did you show him when I...
Yes, I was telling him it was you that told me about this.
Yeah.
And I said, my friend
Apparently
Caitlin told
me... Apparently the dicks are serrated too. So it'll chop y'all up.
Well, and the vaginas are like trick holes sometimes.
They trap it.
They're like, nope.
Here you go. My dick now.
I'm gonna get me pregnant.
Yep. And then just cut it right off. That's really cool.
That's good.
I collect a lot of ducks.
Do you realize we know more about ducks' anatomy than most high schoolers in Texas know about human anatomy?
Yeah. Or actually all of the world, because they
That's
think
true.
Toilet paper is fucking directly related to
your
a sinus
respiratory
infection. I'm just going to shove it all down my throat.
Yeah.
It's going to absorb it.
So also, fun note, a lot of people think that the vagina and the urethra are the same hole.
Nope.
They are not.
Penises have two holes too. Mm-hmm. One for the semens, one for the pee.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the...
It's concerning to me.
Same thing.
I'm concerned when people say like you hear about people who get like condoms stuck inside them. And
like comes off. The guy
was
a little too sure of himself, but a little too big.
Yes.
I got the extra large.
Yeah. And then the boyfriend always says,
penis.
"What?" Or the friends, someone always says, I don't know why you didn't just try to pee. Well.
Yeah. Let me push out the pee.
You just want to hand him a biology
my big
book.
Vagina.
Like you want to be like, so here's this.
It's making no sense. Birds actually do. Birds, they poop and reproduce through the same hole.
Right.
And
because they produce urea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, which is a mixture of urine and shit. And that's why it's also watery.
Runny. Yeah. Yeah. It's the worst. Anyways.
What have we become?
I don't know. Duck experts.
Bird experts.
But I did find a fun little list for us today.
Perfect.
Of 10 insanely petty overreactions from famously insane leaders.
Great.
It's a good title.
And how did we come to this topic?
I was Googling shit while I was driving here. going, what can we fucking talk about?
Good.
But I was trying to find examples of times that people have overreacted mm-hmm. during mass panic situations.
Yeah.
Such as buying all the fucking toilet paper.
Right.
In a time like this. Mm-hmm. Buy tissues.
And every vegetable you can find.
Yeah. And why are people waiting to the last second? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what are these people doing? Are they living on stealing toilet paper from work? And then now all of a sudden they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, God, I need to buy my own?
Yeah. Like, I don't, ugh. I saw that someone had locked up their toilet paper roll, like an establishment. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
They're probably fair yeah. to do that.
Yeah. We're probably going to have to start doing that.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first title of this thing or sentence says, whenever you see the word dictator, the word reasonable isn't usually the one that leaps to mind. But I thought that was funny. This one first example sounds exactly like something I would do. It says Salim.
Okay.
The second invaded Cyprus because he ran out of wine. And so he's known as the Blonde or Salim the Blonde or Salim the Salt. He's a sultan of the Ottoman Empire. And he was known for his love of Cyprus's wine, which is why he ended up invading it. I guess Salim the Sot, bestowed by historians, basically translate to Salim the Drunkard.
Great.
Now, hopefully I'm saying this right, because I'm going with this version of his name.
Listen, you could say it with the most assured voice, and I would believe anything you say right now.
Most people will.
I don't know anything about
Apparently,
it.
Apparently everyone will.
Yeah.
But it's a good little sentence here. Salim enjoyed drinking so much that his own people didn't even wait until he died to start making fun of him for it. So I'm like, they're like, yeah, our fucking king's a drunk. Or,
well,
what was he?
I mean.
He eventually decided to invade Cyprus so that way he'd have full control over the world's supply of his favorite wine. And it wasn't fully influenced by his taste for wine. It says it wasn't fully influenced by his taste for wine. And. Oh, he had good reason to invade Cyprus because it was a country of great strategic importance. But they're saying he didn't, he probably didn't actually know that. And then he was just going for his wine, and then people were trying to like, oh, but it was a smart move.
Perfect.
And they're just trying to make up for him. So hey, that's fun.
Quick question. Do you want to just forward me the link to that so that I'm not touching all over your phone?
Oh, sure. Okay,
I don't
pause.
Dirty up your phone. Seems rude. I handed a customer a Clorox wipe today at work because she handed me her phone. And I said, here, you need to wipe that off. And she looked at me like she was horrified. And I was like, well, I don't want a stranger touching my phone right now. So I just thought it was manners. And I soon found out she was just terrified that
she was like,
maybe I was sick. Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, no, you're just trying to be polite because you don't know when people are going to freak the fuck out on you.
Well, and also, I wipe down the pin pad every time someone uses it. I use a bleach wipe on it.
Well, yeah, they're probably going to go touch their face.
Yeah.
I'm really bad about that, actually.
I am, too.
I touch my face all the time. Or, like, just with my, because I pick on my lips.
Yeah,
and so
yes.
I'm just, like, tink, tink, tink all the time. Yep. It's bad.
So you chose a list that is just filled with names.
Fun names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of old dudes.
Zhang Ziang Zong. Zian Zong? I don't know. Zangy.
Let's call him Z.
We're calling him Zhang.
Zhang.
Zhang? I don't care. Z.
Z.
Celebrated his recovery from illness by dismembering hundreds.
Aww.
That's
what we're going to do.
He is a rather important. I don't know. I can't. Apparently, I can't read. So he's a figure in Chinese history due to the fact that under his rule, a reported 90% of the population of the Sichuan province met their untimely demise. He was commonly referred to as Yellow Tiger. That seems
racist.
Frownable. Is it racist if...
If by their own people?
Yeah.
I guess not.
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm not calling
in
that.
In 2020, there'd be some issues.
Yeah, you'd never get by with that.
No.
He engaged in unspeakable acts of cruelty during his reign. He would regularly cut the hands and heads off people he'd executed just so that he could pile them up to keep count of how many people he'd killed that day. He once fell ill to an undisclosed sickness. He promised the gods that if they helped him recover from the illness, he'd offer them two heavenly candles as thanks. No one, including his own entourage, knew what he meant by the phrase heavenly candles, but they soon found out. When he recovered, he instructed his men to gather as many women as possible, then instructed his men to cut off the feet of all the women present and place them in two separate piles. When his piles of anguish were constructed, he then cut off the exceptionally tiny feet of his favorite concubine and placed one atop each pile before setting them both alight.
Jesus.
These don't seem so much petty as just
fucking
cruel.
Cruel, yeah. This one leading right into the next
petty,
one.
Petty feels like you should laugh at it.
Yeah, this is just sad. Frederick William the First would shoot people for making small mistakes.
That sounds like me.
Just oh, he's got a penchant for tall men. I don't know what that means. But he was, they're saying that he was just pretty much fucking insane. Mm-hmm. And along with an unfortunate habit of kidnapping random tall people. Oh, okay, there we go. And forcing them to fight in his private army of giants. You're tall, you'll do. Join my giant army.
I just can't. Like, how do you go about getting, because I imagine a modern day leader being like, so I got this idea, you guys.
He's gonna kidnap all the tall people.
Giant army, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, like a big army, like a bunch of people." And they're like, "No, giants,
army of giants."
But they're a secret only for us. Yeah, also.
The rest of the world can never know.
Great,
because it's gonna be our secret weapon. They're gonna actually kill people.
I don't
people.
Understand how he was kidnapping people. How I tall was he?
An unfortunate habit of kidnapping. I just like that phrasing.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunate habit of kidnapping random tall people and forcing them to fight. Oh, he. I guess he also had a bad temper just going on. And then often doing things like beating his subjects half to death with a cane for seemingly no reason at all.
I was just kidding when I said this guy is me.
Yeah. I don't think you want to be him. He also carried two pistols loaded with salt at all times, purely for the purpose of shooting servants who annoyed him. The king would often sit on his throne with pistols by his side, just waiting for someone to give him an excuse to shoot them. And it's reported that at least on one occasion, the king shot a servant right in the face for a simple blunder, permanently blinding him in one eye. Considering the fact that Frederick could have just asked one of his giant soldiers to rough the guy up a little bit, shooting him in the face with salt seems a little excessive.
So would you say that he was the original inventor of that assault gun for flies? The one that just shoots pellets of salt?
Oh, I've never seen that.
What?
No.
They're actually
at flies?
Cool. Yeah. The flies that are in your house?
Like, so does it shoot like a lot? Like a... It so that way, like, you have a better range of hitting it.
If
like
I could give
shotgun.
You, if I could give you that answer in a sound effect, it would be it goes like, and just like shoots it out. No, it's like still a little like round pellet, and it just hits them, and then just like.
But I feel like you gotta have really good aim.
It doesn't splatter them. I don't know. I don't.
That's
have
That's why
one.
I feel like I would need it to have lots, like some yeah. shrapnel.
Yeah.
So that way I could hit it when I moved, because I'm not going to hit it regardless. Mm-hmm. This next one seems fitting.
This one does seem
more
like me.
Or maybe it doesn't seem fitting. Ew.
So Prince Sato of Korea burned clothes just because they didn't fit. So it was a big gulp. That's okay.
I'm
not
trying to lean away.
I don't care. I made a mouth click a minute ago. I went. So, he, during the 18th century, Prince Sato, I hope it's Sato, would.
Sadu.
There's only one O. So, would wantonly abuse his servants and rape. Damn it.
Oh.
Rape women without a second thought. Again,
no.
Not me.
Maybe just don't be like any of them. They're all terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, these aren't petty. Like. These are just mean. Yeah. He was obsessed with his appearance, and in a futile attempt to avoid his wrath, his servants would lay out at least 30 outfits a day for him to try on. He would invariably hate all of the outfits, and just to ensure that they hated their already thankless task a little more, he'd punch, kick, and sometimes kill the poor people charged with trying to dress him. What? Before he'd even begin to get dressed, though, he would burn dozens of expensive silk outfits for reasons that were only apparent to him.
That's so fucking unfortunate. Like, they probably have worked their entire lives for that. And then he just was like, burn. And then they're probably having to resort to super illegal shit to get fine linens good enough for the king.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then he hates them all.
Yeah. No, he sounds like a little shithead. Your parents should hate you.
Jeez.
Where were the king and queen during this? You're only a prince.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
I don't know how royalty works.
There's a lot of them on here, so I'm going to skip this next one because it seems dumb.
Yeah.
This one just seems really sad.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we should talk about that. That's going to make me sad. Okay, there we go. Yep. We're going to read this one. Stalin had his painter shot because their paintings were too accurate. Shouldn't she, give them a raise? They did their job.
I would say it depends on how much you hate yourself.
Yeah. Well, I guess he had good reason to. Hate himself, that is. Not shoot his fucking paintings.
You knew that I knew I was ugly. Now die.
Die. They probably put his, characteristics into it. They found a way to, show the very worst of him. And he felt exposed. Naked.
The first thought I had was those drawings that people do with quotes of them making into portraits.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't think his painter did that. And then I realized
pretty,
what you meant.
Pretty new. Yeah, no. Despite his status as one of the most famously dangerous and imposing figures in world history, Joseph Stalin, a man infamous for being responsible for the deaths of more people than Adolf Hitler, was only 1.6 meters tall. He's 5'5". Hey, buddy. At most. That's still taller than me. I don't know why I said that.
I mean, he's taller than me, too, but that's still not by much.
He's everyone talks about Napoleon.
That's right.
I'm real short. I wonder if he's on this list.
I don't think so.
But this says, this may not seem like such a big deal to us, but for a man like Stalin, who was obsessed with public image. Are you sure? Where are you? Mm. It served as a source of constant embarrassment and anger. So in order to keep up with the illusion that he was a man of physically impressive proportions, it sounds like he's just driving a big truck. Stalin tried to never appear in photographs next to people taller than himself, and he'd often hide his withered left hand. Oh, because I guess he had a weird birth defect, by folding his arms across his chest. No idea. But his obsession with his appearance was so great that when a portrait painter finally managed to paint him looking intimidating with his arms folded neatly below his broad chest, Stalin immediately had every other painting of him destroyed. Okay. And then he killed their painters for good measure. So he loved this one so much that he didn't kill that painter, but he went ahead and killed everyone else who had ever painted him because they didn't do as good of a job.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying.
And that's why I'll never be a painter. It's not my lack of artistic ability.
You could get shot.
That's right.
When you're not good enough. So I'll be number one on the list.
There is one. This one has a lot of tough names. A lot. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to say.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Elga Blues.
Yep, so we're going to call him Blues. Divorced his wife because of a birthmark.
Blues.
He was a Roman emperor known for being more Caligula-esque than Caligula himself. That means nothing to me.
Who the fuck is Caligula?
No idea. Google
Uvula?
It. Uvula. More like the little dangly thing in your throat than the little dangly thing itself. And he was feared by the Roman people for his penchant for playing pranks. See, if people are afraid of you for your pranks, they're probably not pranks.
Oh, I recognize the statue face.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's funny. Anyways.
Some stories detail how the emperor released hundreds of snakes into crowds that had gathered to watch the games. Others talk about how he'd terrify his dinner guests by randomly releasing leopards into the room. These aren't pranks. Let's not call
You're
these
gonna kill
pranks.
People. No.
Perhaps one of the most curious things about him was his seemingly fluid sexuality. The teenage emperor would reportedly bed both men and women and even supposedly prostituted himself to the people of Rome. All right, whatevs.
You do you.
At the behest of an advisor who wanted to endear him to the public, he married a young woman named Julia Paula, came from a rich Roman family. However, almost immediately after the marriage was finalized, he divorced her on the grounds that she had an unsightly blemish on her body. Jeez. That's not, like, here's my issue. That's not the worst thing this guy did.
No.
Ending a marriage? That's not, somehow, you ending a marriage over a birthmark, not the worst thing you did.
Let's talk about the snakes.
About the leopards.
It'd be like releasing bees into a room full of people you know are allergic to bees.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Caligula was the third Roman emperor ruling from 37 to 41 AD.
All right. Well, I'm glad
we know what
now.
He did, but he did stuff. But that's who he is. He was a Roman emperor. So he was, although he was born Gaius Caesar after Julius Caesar, he acquired the nickname Caligula, meaning little soldier's boot.
Oh. All right. Well,
whatever.
You want to?
Let's call this a day.
Yeah. It's a day.
It's a day. We're here. I'm sweating.
So I always sweat. That's it for us this
wonderful week, episode, day.
Yep. All of it.
Anyways.
On. Nope. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, also, if any of our last, I meant to include this with the, like, apology.
Oh, okay.
Earlier, the last two episodes were recorded on the same day.
Oh, yes.
So 2 weeks prior, because we pretty much released the Mass Hysteria episode right as coronavirus was declared a pandemic.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, that looks like we're hella uneducated.
Oh, but thanks, Mike.
Roman orgies. What? Mike the God found out Caligula equals Roman orgies.
Well, it's because he lived through the Roman times. So he knows exactly what that means.
He's in charge of everyone.
So what was the sentence here? He was known for being more Caligula-esque than Caligula himself. So he'd just have a bunch of orgies?
Orgies? And then leopards.
Yeah. Orgies, and I'm releasing these leopards out while your dicks are out, so get ready, motherfuckers.
They're gonna get bit off. And then I'll have the biggest dick of you all. So, that was his
because
reveal.
I'll have the only dick.
Women will want me.
But yes.
They'll have no options.
We did release that with the Mass Hysteria.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be like, just in the event that maybe y'all thought we were a little more stupid than we are, and we're really not paying attention, yeah, that was very much when this was still not quite as big of a deal.
Right.
As this is now.
Right.
So
a lot of things a week can do.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of things happen in a week, okay?
It got out of control in like a matter of a few days. I was like, what? What's
sure
going on?
It sure did.
It's crazy.
It really sure did.
But anyways, we are, as always, recording in the lovely studio of
Rogue Media Network.
We got new curtains. USB ports.
Yeah.
We're fancy. Well, tissues. This is already fancy. Tissues. Yep. Fancy Lysol cans.
That's right.
Just kidding. I think it's paint. But
no. Yeah, absolutely. It's paint. But so if you want to reach out to us, tell us that you're mad at us. Email us if you want that. But you can email us at
whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or you can send us a direct message on Instagram or tag us in things or like our photos and follow us.
Yes.
And that is also
What's Your Excuse Podcast?
No spaces, no apostrophes.
Yes.
And then go ahead.
Also Facebook. We are on there at What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
Animals.
So that's it for this week.
Yeah. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on all your favorite podcasting platforms such as
Stitcher
and or Apple Podcast,
Spotify,
and
I'm
Google.
Sorry.
So go give us a listen there. Tell everyone you know about us and make us famous.
Yep.
Also go listen to all the other great podcasts on Rogue Media Network. Give them a shout out.
feel free to subscribe to our or become a patron on our Patreon.
Oh, right. We have
patreon.com/ What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Oh, because I have I'm going to be getting some more stickers soon.
Yeah.
Of a much higher quality as well, because I have a hookup.
Ooh.
So
I also want to shout out Brandon.
And shirts. Oh, also hats.
Nice. Great. Okay.
Sorry, I meant to tell you all this. I haven't seen you in a bit.
These are things we can talk about off of the mic.
Yeah.
But we need to shout out Brandon, Amanda, and Brian Harmon.
Madison.
Yes.
Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Because they are all still donors of this podcast.
You guys are fucking saints.
Is Shelby still in there? I don't know.
I can't remember. Sure. Let's say her
name. Let's just say Shelby. And then we'll always love Ashley Harrison because she was there for forever.
Yes.
So
thank you guys. And we will talk at you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. See you never.
Bye. See you fucking never.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.